The purpose of this recording is to allow you to imagine going trick-or-treating as your fursona. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. As you allow your body to settle deeper into relaxation, you can adjust your focus and forget about everything else for now. The stronger you can imagine this daydream I'm sharing with you, the more you can trust and enjoy this process. Permit yourself to remember when you were younger and you could enjoy the act of make-believe. As you relax, tell yourself it's okay to focus inwards and imagine vividly. The deeper you go into trance, the more you can enjoy this experience. But you don't have to become completely hypnotized now. You can slowly relax over time. Allow your breathing to become deep and relaxing. With each and every breath you take, fill your body and mind. Gently drop deeper into trance. Focus inwards, forgetting about what you can forget, relaxing deeper, and opening up to a relaxing experience. Indulge the image of a large candle in your mind. You are in a barren room with a candle on a stand in the center of the room. The room is dark but safe. You can focus on the flame. Watch it dance leisurely on the wick as the warm light flickers across the room. You can see the white candle illuminate with the light of the flame. See how the translucent wax grows darker down the shaft and soothingly glows as the flame flickers. You can see the hot wax pool near the candle's wick and watch a drop swell and slowly drip down, sliding along the side of the candle. You can follow it down, 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 down. Look how easily it slides down. The drop of wax goes all the way down until it rests at the base. Another drop of wax swells as you can follow it down. It spills over and down the side. You can see it roll and dive serenely below, resting peacefully in a pool. Perhaps you wonder what it feels like to plunge blissfully into tranquility or melt into a relaxing puddle. As you watch the wax, you can feel everything uncomfortable melt away. You can focus on this soothing light. You can forget everything for now. Let's count the drops down. as we watch the flickering light. Five, a slow drop down, feeling the body and mind release and relax. Four, drifting downward, taking a meandering path, thinking of nothing but the candle. Three, a thick, steady roll down, trusting in this soothing daydream. Two, a steady stream, floating into a pool, allowing yourself to feel nothing but soothing pleasure. One, a sudden drop down. You can allow the candle to become so much more vivid. Smell its scent, hear the quiet crackle of the flame, feel the smooth wax. Zero, all the way down. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into a hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into a hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. The deeper you allow yourself to go into trance, the more you can sense yourself becoming your persona. Perhaps there is something that really lets you know that you can completely transform into your persona now. Behind you in this room is a large full-sized mirror. As you look into it, you can see yourself as your persona, dressed in a fun Halloween costume. You can turn around and look at yourself in the costume. You can stretch and feel the weight of your furry body and your costume. Perhaps this costume even has a certain smell to it, as if it's been in storage. By the door to the room you're in is an empty bag for you to go trick-or-treating with. Perhaps its design matches your costume, or perhaps your treat bag just represents your personality. As you pick up the bag and leave the room, you notice other furs entering the central hall of the old Victorian house you find yourself in. Perhaps these furs all match your fursona and costume, or perhaps they all have different fursonas and costumes. Perhaps one is a wolf dressed as a lumberjack. Perhaps another is a lion dressed as a superhero. Perhaps another is a fox dressed as Robin Hood. There is half a dozen of you, all with bags ready to go trick-or-treating. As you leave the house, you make your way down the tree-lined neighborhood street. This street is open to trick-or-treating for all ages. Everyone that lives on this street enjoys giving magical gifts and mysterious treats to anyone that visits their door on Halloween night. The moon rises high above a few low-hanging clouds as furs of all ages walk up and down the streets. A pair of witches open the door to the first house and drop in your bag a colorfully wrapped large chocolate truffle. At the next house, a pair of hyper-muscled druids opens the door. They give you a potion of temporary muscle growth. Perhaps one of the furs from your trick-or-treating group tries it early and hulks right out of their costume with loud grips and grunts as they walk down the street with you. The next door is a sweet elderly couple. They drop a handful of hard candy into your treat bag. After that, you come to a large house filled with incredibly round bears. They drop small bags of chocolate-covered bloatberries into your bags. Perhaps one of your companions tries this treat early and starts to inflate into a massively round, furry ball that needs to be rolled down the street. The next house is a teenage Halloween party with strobe lights and loud music. A teenage girl dressed as a zombie nonchalantly gives you a handful of assorted mini candies. The house after that is filled with wizards with flowing white beards and eyes that shimmer when they smile. They bestow upon you a deeply meaningful and moving gift that is sure to help you on your life journey. Also, they give you full-sized candy bars. At this point, you meet up with another group of furs, and perhaps your group doubles in size, or perhaps you mix in with a new group as some furs come and go. A small family lives in the next house. They offer small bags of candy corn. If you don't like candy corn, the other furs in your group are all willing to trade for anything while you're still trick-or-treating. At the next house is a college-aged frat party. A stud enters the door dressed as a satyr. Or perhaps he's transforming into a satyr? Peeking inside reveals a whole lot of satyrs drinking and partying. The stud has no candy, but offers you to join their party. One of the members of your group declines, but adds, maybe after we're done trick-or-treating. The next house belongs to a candy maker, and they give you a handful of your favorite candy, delicately wrapped and decorated just for you. You walk past an empty lot that serves as the local pumpkin patch, and see a few stragglers look for last-minute pumpkins. A walrus and a rabbit have just finished dumping pumpkin seeds on the ground and are carving out jack-o'-lanterns. Looking around, you can see a few choice pumpkins left. They offer to help you carve a jack-o'-lantern with a special light if you give them a treat. Perhaps you add a fancy jack-o'-lantern to your growing pile of loot. The next house belongs to a young doe, and she gives you all handmade gift bags of taffy. In the next house is a superhero-themed party, but all the superheroes seem to be furry. They give you an interesting tech gadget and a warm smile. The next house has all its lights out. Some young furs are throwing around rolls of toilet paper, covering the trees and bushes with long streams of toilet paper. You can join in if you want, or you can keep going. This is one of the tricks that gets played on people who don't pass out treats on Halloween. The next house has simply a bowl of fruit candy on a pedestal, in front of a stone wall on the cast iron gate. Trees block the view of whatever home may be there. Each piece of candy has a strange rune on it. You can only guess the effects of the runes. Looking at the forest beyond the gate, you think you almost see a Bigfoot. At the end of the street, you see a person handing out flyers to join Team Hypnobeast and saltwater taffy with spirals on them. Looking at the spiral, you feel an even deeper sense of hypnosis and an urge to do the mysterious Hypnobeast's bidding. Perhaps you quickly shove it in your bag and keep going, turning around and going down the opposite side of the street brings you even double the treats and even more party invitations. You make quite a few friends trick-or-treating. The last house you go to is a large mansion with a booming party full of costumed furs. You easily get invited to check your bag and join in on the spooky fun before going home for the evening. But take a few moments now to really enjoy trick-or-treating in your own personal way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. Thank you. In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of the state of hypnosis, feeling refreshed as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of the session. Perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. Now completely human in body and mind, all unwanted lingering suggestions fade away completely. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. And 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and to go even deeper next time. For more furry hypnosis, check out hypnobeast.com, tell your friends, and support me on Patreon. Thank you.